Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
7:23, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Well, lots of protests happening in Israel over the weekend, and it's certainly seems to be reflecting the political upheaval. Is it about the hostages and the fact that the ceasefire discussions have ended? Is it about Shin Bet? Is it about the Attorney General? Very hard for us to try and understand this. Professor Daphna Hake is a legal scholar, a sociologist at Tel Aviv University. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It's hard to keep track of what is happening and why. Can you give us a sense of what is going on in Israel and what happened over the weekend in terms of protests?
Yes, indeed, it's very hard. It's even hard for us, for the Israeli public, to follow, because each day there is another crisis, another thing that we never believed would happen, and it's happening. So the protests over the weekend were a mixture of, first, really disbelief of the fact that Israel breached the agreement with Hamas to release all the hostages and decided to go back and fight in Gaza, which means that the hostages that are, you know, are there for more than 500 days, those who survived this horrific period are actually at a death risk because of the renewed war on behalf of the Israeli government. So we are very afraid of their lives. So that is one reason. Mm-hmm. The second one is that the government decided to let go of the head of the security service and the attorney general, two of the leading figures that keep our democracy intact. So that's another major reason why we're back in the streets.
Mm. The fact is, though, that we do know that Hamas withdrew from the negotiations, that there was no real what was really happening is that they were using the time to rearm, to strengthen, to recruit again. That obviously is just one of the realities of who Israel is dealing with. Could there have been, do you think, another way?
Yes, just after October, the horrific October 7th in 2023, we established, me and some other colleagues, what we call the Day After the War Forum.
Right.
And for weeks and months, we studied other conflicts in other parts of the world that ended, of course, the geopolitical situation in the Middle East and around us. And you're right in the sense that Israel have very real enemies. The question is what to do with that. Mm. And we came up with a program that later the Biden administration adopted of what we call a regional security alliance with Saudi Arabia, of course, with Israel and other allies, Egypt, Jordan. It could have succeeded. And then Hamas would have been de-weaponized and its leaders would have been taken away from Gaza. There was a whole plan. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, again, the Israeli government has parties in it that want to reoccupy Gaza. And they just, another thing that they have done a few days ago is to establish this system in which Palestinians are encouraged to leave Gaza and Israel will take over the whole area and have a military government in Gaza, which is a historical mistake. We had this really horrible, devastating catastrophe on October 7, and it could have been used to change the game, to secure Israel and to allow Gaza a new start without Hamas. And this is a horrible missed opportunity.
From a sociological perspective, how does one change the years and years of indoctrination into that the people of Gaza have endured or suffered from and been impacted by?
That's really a very important question. And one of the examples we looked at was Germany and Japan after World War II. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see two countries that were really the enemies of everything that we believe in as democracies. And with education, with hope, and with economic support, and with supervision, they became two of the most peaceful nations on Earth today. So this can be done. It needs a lot of resources. And again, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates were willing to invest what it takes and take control over the education system, which is key. So we are not talking about a magical solution that will happen tomorrow. Everybody realized that it's going to be a long process, but it is possible. What happens now is that we are raising new generations of hatred and things that people that think they have children, that think that they have nothing to lose, which is the worst scenario for both sides.
Do you think that Israel can change, can pull this back and try and manage this differently, given the path that it's on at the moment?
We were hopeful that Trump will push Netanyahu to do that, because Trump is invested in establishing very strong connection with Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, until now, he gave like this, you know, Netanyahu can do whatever he wants in Gaza. As scholars in international law are talking about the death of international law, because if the global sheriff of democracy is out of the game, what is left of international law? These are macro global questions that will affect the world as a whole. I'm part of the committee in the UN for promoting women's equality, and it's on the international sphere that we worry that so few countries in the world are still liberal democracies. It's less than 30. It's unbelievable.
But I do need to end the interview because it's 7:30. But just to ask you on that, the United Nations itself has, and women's movements throughout the world have been quite horrific in the approach to Israeli women, who have endured the most terrible abuse and events of following the events of October the 7th. That must be very difficult to maintain a positive outlook in terms of these movements, given that their failings.
That's very true. It was a horrible disappointment. But again, the question is, in the face of anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, what it is that we do? I'm the chair of the lobby feminist organization in Israel, the Israel Women's Network. And what we have decided is to establish an international department that will enhance the connections, that, God forbid, next time we will need the support of international community, they will know us, they will see faces, they will know names. It will be harder for them to ignore women in Israel. So I think this is the way, not to say, oh, so we have nothing to do with international. The opposite. Let's make these connections between all of us who want to preserve democracy, liberalism, human rights. Let's work together against those who do not wish all that.
That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you for that. A very, very interesting perspective. I'd love to hear yours on 0618951019. That is Professor Daphna Hacker. She's a legal scholar, sociologist at Tel Aviv University, talking about the protests. I see lots of comments, but we'll come to those just after this.